Look, I'm not exactly a web designer, but I just created an awesome website using Weebly. I still can't believe how easy Weebly makes it. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business and the dream to be their own boss. Again, you don't need to be a web designer or even know how to code to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. I was so impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed, mobile-friendly themes to choose from. You simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It's so easy. And you can truly customize, update, and change your site anytime you want on any device. Join the over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started today for free at weebly.com/lady. That's weebly.com/lady. Weebly.com/lady.
This is Lo. Welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. I'm really excited for this episode. It's one I've been wanting to do for a really long time. Per usual, I'm here with Jilly to my right.
Hey.
Say hi.
Hey.
Say hi again.
Hello.
And the beautiful Greta Titelman.
Hello.
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 And you guys, today we're talking about poop.
I literally cannot wait. This is like, I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
Me too.
Because our guest is so important to me and Lo. Like, really such an important woman in my life. She might not know it, but she's really VIP to me.
Super. So today on the show, we have the glorious, beautiful Cassie Kropkin, who is the owner of Colon Therapy NYC, and she is also an amazing vegan and like body specialist, and she has the most beautiful skin on the planet. So hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me and saying all those incredibly sweet things.
Well, we're really excited. So Greta and I get colonics from Cassie.
Yes.
And I don't remember, honestly, why I first started coming to you. I think Nicole and Carolyn suggested it.
Yeah.
As, like, a caveat to have butt sex, honestly. But then I, like, started going, and it just made me feel so good. And, like, I felt so many health benefits from it. So it was, like, so incredible. But it's definitely something that is, like, from a health perspective, up for debate, you know, there's so many opinions on it.
Yeah.
So we're just really excited to have you on the show to, like, hear what you think about it, to, you know, learn about your business and just, you know, like, talk shit, man.
Literally.
This is a conversation that I'm not, like, that thrilled about because I don't love talking about poop. I, like, know that it's, like, it happens and it exists in the world and, like, you know, everyone poops, obviously, and, so like, today, I'm not embarrassed about it, but, you know, this is, like, very, this is going to be very interesting for me, guys. Yeah,
so today the softer listeners are Jill's listeners.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a softer listener today, guys.
I think when we talk about softer listeners.
I think that something that I've really learned, too, from getting colonics with you is, like, your poop is so important.
It's so important. It's everything. It's also, like, the first thing that happens in your day, right? So, like, or doesn't happen in your day. And then
it's the first thing you think about.
It's the first. Okay, and then it dictates the entire day. Like, is it going to be a good day? Or are you going to be, like, really fixated on how uncomfortable and bloated and how that did not happen and was not amazing? And then you're just kind of, like, miserable and also bitchy and rude to people.
I guess you don't – you don't realize how much it affects your mood.
Yeah, it affects your mood a lot.
I guess first things first, could you explain to everyone what a colonic is?
Yeah. So a colonic, it's really simple. There are actually a number of different types of colonics, so I'll just describe the one that I do since that's the one that I really know very, very well. And it's authentic to what they did in 1500 BC because it's been going on for a very long time. It's not new agey. It's not like this new trendy cool thing. It's been around forever globally. And basically you're laying on a table. There's water coming into your body. There's a tank that's elevated on the wall. So the water is just falling from gravity. That's how it gets the speed to come in.
How is it coming into your body? So, we need details. We need, like,
first.
I'm like trying to visualize this because I've never had.
Yeah, so you're laying on your left side, like in a fetal position type of thing. And then there is a speculum that goes into your rectum that has two openings, one for clean water and one for waste to come out of. So at the same time as the water is coming in, it's simultaneously pushing all of the waste out.
Is this just like filtered water from like
the sink? Really just filtered tap water. There's nothing special about it.
Tap,
it's
not sparkling.
It's not sparkling. It's actually not removing
lime,
all the like,
not like lime flavored sparkling water.
Like that.
Okay, just
you don't
checking.
Need anything fancy at all. It's almost like you would expect it to be like special water or liquid to put in order to create this type of result. But it's not. You don't need anything special. It's just water. And then as the water is coming in, it's triggering your muscles to start contracting and pushing out the most absurd amounts of craziness out nonstop, endlessly, the entire time until your muscles are totally exhausted.
How long is it?
So, like, it's a very parallel to a workout since it's, like, a muscular thing. So let's say you went to, like, an SLT type of class. And you're, like, doing all these small movements with your leg. And then eventually you hit a point where your leg just will not move anymore.
Yeah.
It's done. So it's not like you run out of time. It's like your muscles are exhausted. So we're just getting...
Is that why it's over?
So the whole time, I'm there, like, your personal trainer, your, like, SLT teacher, whatever it is.
For your
giving
ass.
Your, like, an entire... Yeah, for your colon. Like, just, like, anytime...
It's a colon workout.
It's a colon workout. So anytime your colon, like, starts to get lazy, I'm like, oh, no. I don't think so. And then I just like do all like the tricks that I have in my sleep to make sure that it goes insane again. And then at the very end, it's like it doesn't matter what I do. The muscles are exhausted. It's not like you're empty. You're not. You still have like a lifetime of accumulation inside of you. But you feel like so empty and clean anyway. So it's good.
Interesting.
But like about how long does that take?
Okay, but but on average, it does usually last like before you're completely wiped out.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel like my colonics typically last around 45 minutes.
Yeah, mine too. That's pretty typical for like your muscles to get the same way in like a workout class. Like you could keep trying to go more, but it's not going to keep, like your leg won't move. That's,
right.
That's just what happens. It's just like everything is going, it's going, and suddenly is not going. Like it's impossible.
Yeah.
And how often do you recommend people get them?
So it's a really good question because there are like a lot of philosophies on that. So I think there are a lot of places that might say like, oh, you should really subscribe to doing like a series of 3 or 10 or blah, blah, blah. Like there are all these theories. So if you're asking me my personal opinion, it's really just an opinion and it's not similar to others who subscribe to something specifically. But my opinion is this, is that there aren't any risks or drawbacks. So you can do it whenever you want to. But it makes the most sense to do it if you're also eating healthy so that you're just moving in the same direction.
Yeah.
Like the colonic is going to help you feel good and also your diet is going to help you feel good. And if you're like leaving and you feel amazing and then you eat terribly, you won't continue to feel amazing because you'll have new problems. So come as often as you want to, really, but also eat healthy so that it makes sense.
Definitely. And do you think that you get rid of like a lot of good waste as well when you do it, or is it only the bad?
I don't think there is any good waste. Yeah,
like, I don't know. Like maybe.
Well, I think that what
like good bacteria.
I think might be talking about are the good bacteria that exist in
right. So
your flora.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely think that's what you're talking about. There's no good waste. It's just all gross and it all needs to go. But in terms of the bacteria, yeah, it's kind of the opposite. Like I said, there are multiple different types of colonics that have different. That can affect you in different ways. But because this is like a gravity, very gentle, no like machine pumping water into you colonic, it doesn't have that as a result. So the water is coming in so gently. It's not like washing you like a washing machine.
Okay. And,
like,
there's no pressure.
Yeah, there's no pressure that's like put into your body. And so not only is it not like washing out good stuff, and it's like totally the opposite where you're getting rid of so so much nasty acidic volume of gross shit that is where like all this terrible bacteria live that make it really hard for good bacteria to thrive and proliferate. So the opposite happens. You're getting rid of all of that and now the good bacteria can like proliferate and like have families and babies and be like so happy. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
I'm like imagining like one of those like cartoon videos that you used to watch in like middle school.
In like health class.
All the like dancing like objects. Yeah. Like, dancing bacteria is like holding hands at prom or some shit like that.
So what is, if I'm just a normal person having never gotten a colonic and yeah. I'm having normal poops,
yeah.
What color are normal healthy poops?
It's a good question. I generally don't like care about the details because it could mean so many things. It could be like green because you drank a lot of green juice or orange because you had a lot of carrot juice, or it could be like from different like medication that you took. Like it could be from any number of things, the color.
Interesting.
So it could be like a good thing or a bad thing or meaningless entirely or stained from the juice or food. So I don't actually care like what color it is or like any of the super details that you see all these like cute little silly books about, like does it float? Is it like this? Like who cares? You want it to be disgusting and the most possible. That's all I
when
really
you're
want.
Getting a colonic.
When you're getting a colonic, when you're at home, whatever. Just,
what do you
like,
mean disgusting? Like isn't it all disgusting?
Yeah. You would think yes. The answer
like,
is
what
yes.
What is a cute
the,
poop,
it's
to be
not
honest?
Even, it's more like the I want to answer the question and I don't know if there are any words for it, but like there the, are different degrees of disgusting. Like there really are. Totally like there are.
Well, how do you
spectrum.
Get it to be disgusting then? Like
you eat so many fucking vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, you eat great. And then it
so just
like scoops up all the gross, nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. The better you eat, the more you poop.
And the better you poop.
When you do like a colonic, are you able to see like from like seeing the waste or whatever how healthy the person is? Like can you
sometimes
tell?
It's not foolproof. Like sometimes like, it might seem like, oh, that's so amazing. This is so disgusting and so much volume. You're probably doing everything right. Or it could be that reason because you're doing everything wrong. So
got it.
It's not always obvious, but there are like indications of like, okay, this is violent and scary in the way that it's coming out, not
and painful and painful
and just like just the way it's so, like shooting just, in a violent way and like it's like okay, whatever you're doing, like maybe try to think of some changes that you want to make because it's not working in a good way.
Right. Are you
it's
ever like so you need to go to the doctor?
What was that?
Are you ever, like, telling people they need to go to the doctor?
I don't
like,
think
that something's crazy.
I hear what you're saying, and I just...
Sorry for all my weird questions.
No, it's funny. It's so funny that you're the one
They're
who was,
good
like...
Questions. I don't want to talk about this. No, I have, like, 1,000, but I have
so many questions.
Jill's, like, signing up for an appointment tomorrow. Like,
what is happening?
Yeah. It doesn't occur to me to think of that specifically, but I might say something like, you might want to, like, reconsider some of the choices that you're making because it's creating this problem. It's not like you need to go to a doctor because you're dying. It's like
got it.
You're creating the problem by like all the choices that you're making all the time that
right.
maybe aren't a great ones.
Interesting.
So when someone goes in to get a colonic, when I got my first colonic, it was so intense.
Yeah.
Because I take medication, I have lupus, and I deal with chronic inflammation. And I had been going back and forth about wanting to get a colonic because I have read a lot of you know, what Lo is saying. There are so many things. Mm. Is it good? Is it bad? It's kind of in this like gray area. But I have such bad inflammation and I had done so much reading about it. And it's supposed to be great for people that suffer from inflammation. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll try it. And the first one that I got was like so crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, it's
was
so
it painful.
It was painful.
They're all crazy.
They're yeah.
All crazy.
They're all,
like, they've all been really crazy. I think it's just like, it just, there are so many variables. Like there are so, like there are all of your day-to-day decisions. There's your past. Like if someone has had an eating disorder in the past, maybe like their digestive system is completely shut off and never like comes back to life. And mm-hmm. so like they have like that issue or maybe like they've had health issues or medication like does tons of crazy
things. Yeah, I was going to say my medication, yeah. It's like
almost all medication severely affects your digestion, especially or including, you know, antibiotics or like steroids, things that people take
right.
mm-hmm. for all kinds of things all the time. And there are loads of people who come in who are like, I have so many problems because I'm on this painkiller and my doctor didn't even tell me that I was going to like never go to the bathroom again and have tons of pain in my digestive system and all this stuff. So yeah, like there's so many variables between like your diet, your old diet, but even though this one is good, but before it wasn't good, so you still have like tons of residual problems. And it could be because you're on medications. Like, it would be hard to pinpoint exactly what the reason is for everything.
Right.
But, yeah, it could have just been violent because, like, you desperately needed
I think I just help. Desperately needed someone because I suffer from being, like, super gassy and I have, like, inconsistent bowel movements.
Can you talk us through your experience? I think that listeners would – people who have not had a colonic before would honestly like to know what it is like to have a colonic.
Yeah, and they may
not – like, what do you do in the – do you, like, eat in the morning?
I'll tell you my story, too.
I can go first.
Okay.
I like to get my colonics with Cassie.
And then Cassie can go.
I like to get – when I go and see Cassie, it's always in the morning. I like to go in the morning. I never go in the evening. And I'm always late, except for
– Not anymore.
Not anymore. So
– Did she get in trouble?
No, but I just stopped being late. Before, I was really late all the time. And then this time, I'm really early. Yeah. Then I was, like, waiting outside for my sister. Anyway. I'm addicted to coffee, so like I drink a coffee no matter what I do. So I usually go. Same. I like to go though having not eaten. I think that's probably in my head. I think from talking to you, it doesn't make a difference if I've eaten or not.
It kind of depends on the person, but I feel you. Like that makes sense to me, and I think that would feel good too. Or if you just ate lightly and just have like a piece of fruit or whatever, but like. Whatever you ate anyway, let's say you like had a big meal earlier, it's not coming out today.
Right.
Like, it's not relevant to your colonic, but also it might make you just like kind of feel full and just
in my it's stuck in your small intestine. Yeah.
It's not coming out, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it might just be like, oh, like a whole different thing.
Yeah. Happening. In my mind, I just kind of think like if my stomach has been resting for like 12 hours, if I haven't eaten for like 12 hours, that'll mean that my body is more relaxed and like more ready for the colonic experience. That's my weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. That's totally
reasoning in my head.
That actually is great reasoning.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
If I have a big day, I don't like to eat anything before.
A big day?
Like a big activity that day. I get too nervous.
Oh, you get nervous?
Really? Does it make you feel like barfy?
I need to keep it light and fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
So my first colonic, I go in and obviously Cassie's like the warmest, most like welcoming person.
Right? You go to Cassie and you're like, holy shit, this girl is giving me a colonic.
Like super, super warm.
She's also like very beautiful. So if like she's giving them, it's like you're like, I'm going to look like that.
Yeah. It's like super, super, super warm, super welcoming. Just like it's so casual about it, which just like puts you at ease. And also, the fact that you use like coconut oil lube makes me feel really happy too. And
you do? I didn't know that.
We got to keep it really natural.
And it's delicious. And then I don't know. And then we just get started, but it's like a very casual conversation, and you're good at keeping people kind of distracted from what's happening.
It's good to be distracted because the key is. I think because like I said, there are a lot of different types of colonics, but in terms of the specific one, a lot of people will say like, I've had this kind of colonic before and I've never released this much only when I come here. And I know it's because we're so chatty and so relaxed that your body just like goes and you're not tense and you're not uncomfortable. And it's just like fun girl time. Or it's not just for girls, but there are plenty of guys who come, it's like fun chat time. It's just fun times. So it's comfortable.
So like, for the first 20 minutes of my colonic, it was kind of, it felt like I was just having like diarrhea, but not uncomfortable diarrhea. But it is a crazy feeling to force yourself to relax and trust that you're not going to like spray diarrhea everywhere.
Yes.
Because that's a big, you just feel like you're going to shit all over the place.
Yeah.
And then when you need to relax and like reassure yourself that you're not going to shit everywhere, otherwise it's not going to be successful.
True.
But about 20 minutes into mine started getting really painful.
Yeah.
Like it just really
hit, like deeper layers of really like toxic stuff that felt toxic.
Really, really hurt me. It just hurt. It felt like I had to have really bad diarrhea with like a really bad stomach cramp.
Yeah, like a stomach flu kind of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it was a lot of breathing and a lot of Cassie telling me I wasn't going to shit everywhere.
You're not going to die, Greta. Yeah. It's okay.
But also she was like, if you want me to stop, you can go and like sit on the toilet and like do your thing if you really need to stop. But like it's not, you're not going to have an accident. It's going to be okay.
You're going to be fine.
And I really, at the end of the first one, I realized how much of it is mental. If you just like go in and tell yourself you're not going to, like, shit all over your colon therapist.
No, I literally tell people when it's their first time, I'm like, this is how I introduce it. I say, like, it's definitely going to feel like you're going to make the biggest mess ever and poop all over both of us. But you're not, I promise. So just trust. Like,
yeah.
Just trust the process. Like, it feels like it. Just remember, like, it's not going to be a mess. Just,
yeah.
Just, like, just keep trying to remember that it's not.
So then after my first one, I also just like left feeling, you like leave feeling high.
You do. It's you're, so
you
crazy.
Do you know that this couple came the other day and they had clonics at the exact same time. They left at the exact same time. And they were both like, I feel like I just took mushrooms. Like, I feel so good. So amazing. High.
Well,
like,
you do feel an odd sense of euphoria because yeah. you feel like super light.
Yeah.
And you feel.
And clear. Like your yeah. head, like all of the fogginess, it's like cleared away. Mm-hmm. Like it's clarity, it's lightness. It's like you feel healthy. You just feel clean.
And it makes you want to eat clean.
It does. Like, it's very motivating.
Like, you leave and you want, you're like, oh my God, my system is clean.
Yeah.
Now whatever I put into it,
it wouldn't even occur to you to, like, eat something bad. It wouldn't even, it would just.
You just don't want it.
It wouldn't make any sense. Like, to me, it reminds me of, like, it's like an aversion. Like, would you sit on the toilet and eat at the same time? No. Even if you were starving, you still wouldn't do it. Like, it's like a complete aversion. You wouldn't even bring food into the bathroom.
Some people would.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I can't relate to that at all. Some people would. I did one time see my husband in the bathroom with, like, food in his mouth, and I was like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's really funny.
You're confusing me a lot right at this moment.
Lo, what happened in your first colonic?
My first colonic, I was terrified and embarrassed, but also like really excited. It was right before my boyfriend and I started dating seriously, and he invited me to Miami. Do you remember,
Cassie? I remember every single detail, not only of the colonic, but of everything that we talked about, by the way. Seriously. The
entire thing. I remember this happening.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to be in a bathing suit and I have to look really good.
Yeah.
So I need a colonic. And I was just like so embarrassed and just like, you, Greta, you like have to get over the feeling that you're gonna like have a bowel movement all over Cassie. Yeah.
Did Nicole prepare you a bunch?
Like, honestly, not really.
She was just like, it's mostly amazing, do it.
Yes. Mostly she just was like, it's so fantastic and Cassie is so great. She's just gonna talk the whole time. I was like, okay. So I go, and mostly I was just like really embarrassed. You have to like take off your underwear and like hang out naked from like the waist down with a stranger. And like you get a little covering for your legs or whatever, so you don't feel totally
and
exposed.
You're on like a cushy bed. So yeah, you're like this like,
it's not uncomfortable physically.
It's
at
not
all.
Clinical. It's not,
it's
like,
not
no,
clinical.
Like a,
yeah. No, not at all. And so once we got started, I was just amazed at like the physical feeling of it because yeah. just like Greta said, it's like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom like a animal right now.
Yeah. Like, and I actually remember like every 2 seconds you were just like, whoa, I cannot believe what's happening.
It was
this minute.
Crazy. Yes. My mind was totally blown. And now my mind is less blown, but just still. It's
but still,
nuts.
My mind is blown like years.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah. It's insane.
See, like, I had a mini colonoscopy. And it was, like, not this beautiful experience.
Well,
guys.
It's
but
not
a
related.
Colonoscopy is yeah, different from a colonic.
Can you explain how a colonoscopy is different from a colonic?
A colonoscopy is, like, a test to see if you have colitis or cancer. So they yeah. put like a tube with a camera on it. Usually you're under an anesthetic.
Oh, I was
but you
thankfully
because
awake,
you had
guys.
Like a mild colonoscopy, whatever.
It was crazy.
So, yeah, it's just, it's like usually they give you the day before, like, yeah, the day before, like an intense laxative.
Oh, yeah.
And then
my parents have done that so
yeah,
many times.
I have so many clients who have, like, either, okay, I've had so many clients who have either taken the laxative and gotten, like, really sick from it, or it didn't work at all. Yeah. And so they like went through the whole thing and they were like, sorry, like we couldn't find anything because you had too much backed up stool in your system.
That's
so they
horrible.
Like went through the whole process, went under anesthesia, did the entire thing, And then they were like, we didn't have any results, so you're going to have to try it again.
I have so many hilarious memories of my parents drinking this laxative to prepare for their colonoscopy, and like them like gagging over it, and like us all being in the kitchen while they do it and just like laughing so hard. And it's like a family ritual. That's now hilarious. Like every 5 years at we gather.
They just do it together.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, I'm getting colonoscopy. Can you maybe
yeah.
yeah. that same day?
Exactly. What if they both do it on the same day?
That's very like romantic. All drive
that them. Is romantic.
And I definitely remember to show up with like an In-N-Out hamburger for my dad right after because I'm right so hungry.
That's really funny.
Very funny. But
he's like, I haven't eaten in 2 days and I haven't stopped being gluing to the toilet for the entire time.
Yeah.
See, like mine was like a mini one and it was like awake and the guy like was like, see, you can actually see inside yourself. And I was like, I want to die. literally. I was like, this is not fun. Like, please don't.
I don't think anyone like.
Please don't make this interesting.
In any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
But colonics people love.
So can we talk about some of the reasons that people get colonics?
Yeah.
I'm so curious to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, secondhand from your clients why they're there.
It really runs the gamut. I could probably divide it into a couple of categories like as the bigger ones, but it just definitely runs the gamut. It could be a million reasons. One reason could be because you have like digestive issues very specifically. Like one maybe like and digestive issues are so debilitating in so many ways. Like people have been crying about like on the table crying like I can't go to work, I can't date, all these things because, like, my gas is so intense and horrible and embarrassing and unprofessional and et cetera. And, like, these are, like, petite, beautiful people, right?
Their
like
gas? Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, I have gas issues sometimes that are, like, crazy.
Yeah, so it could be that, or it could just be, like, they wake up every morning in massive digestive pain, or maybe they never go to the bathroom. I cannot even tell you how many people are going to the bathroom like once every 3 to 4 weeks. Like,
what? Oh my gosh.
This is everybody. This is like so common. It's not even a question.
Whoa. But if you're going to the bathroom every 3 to 4 weeks, don't you have to be on medicine so you go more?
Yeah, but like the medicine doesn't work or like creates new problems or whatever. So there are just like so many problems. So many problems. And it's common to have digestive problems because like people's diets are all over the place and whatever, medication, all these other things. So that's like a common reason, constipation, bloating, gas, like pain, obviously obvious digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then other reasons would be because they want to kickstart like a new healthy lifestyle. They're like, I'm sick of like just being like lethargic, getting headaches, feeling like shit, having breakouts, all these problems. And like, I need to get it together, but I can't. Like, I cannot eat healthy. I just cannot do it. But I know the colonic will be like the jumpstart to my healthy lifestyle because of what Greta was saying before, where you just feel so motivated, so brand new afterwards. It's like a reset. So a lot of people come for that reason. A lot of people come because it's part of their healthy lifestyle. They use it preventatively. That's what I do, where it's like, I always eat healthy. I always exercise. I always get colonics. It's always just like all this positive stuff. And you never feel like shit and you always feel healthy. And also like 80% of your immune system is in your intestines.
Mm.
So that's where your entire health lies. And so like something like having autoimmune problems or having like allergies or like sinus infections and all these things. And then also just like not getting the flu, like not catching so colds from other people, things like that.
Yeah.
I think that everyone's bed should be their happiest place in their home. You should just be able to climb into it every night and get as cozy as possible. And how do you get super cozy? In the best sheets you can think of. And where do those sheets come from? They come from ParachuteHome.com. Parachute is an online bedding brand based in Venice Beach, California. It's just my favorite. Parachute has created a line of everyday bedding essentials from sheets to comforters to give you the most superior sleep. Parachute's website is straightforward and super easy to use. Simply select the bedding items you want and have them delivered directly to your front door. So easy. With free shipping, free returns, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee, you can truly rest easy. Parachute also gives safe sleep. They partner with the United Nations Nothing But Nets to send life-saving bed nets to fight against malaria. So you can sleep knowing that you have also helped many people in the world not get malaria. So what I would do if I were you is go to ParachuteHome.com/lovin' for new sheets, duvets, and other bedding essentials and receive $25 off your first order by using the offer code LOVIN'.
That's parachutehome.com/lovin and save by using the offer code lovin and have sweet, sweet dreams. My whole entire life, I've had trouble sleeping. I've never been able to get comfortable. I've never slept through the night. So that's why when I finally became an adult, I decided I was going to buy myself a new mattress. I don't know if you guys have ever gone mattress shopping, but mattresses are so expensive. You cannot find a mattress that's like less than $1,500, and that is just money that I simply do not have lying around, which is why I was so, so happy when I found out about Casper. Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. They have just the right sink and just the right bounce. They combine two technologies. It's a hybrid of latex foam and memory foam, which is basically the equivalent of sleeping on a cloud. And there's a risk-free trial and return policy. So you can try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. And the mattresses are made in America, so it really doesn't get any better than that. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. $950 for a king-size mattress is crazy. Like, comparing it to the industry's averages, it's an outstanding price. So, all of you guys need to go and try a Casper mattress. If you go to www.casper.com/lady using the promo code lady, you will get $50 off toward any mattress purchase. Again, that's going to www.casper.com/lady using the promo code lady. You'll get $50 off toward any mattress you purchase, and you will honestly have the best night's sleep ever.
So that's like a big deal too. If I was sick, I'd be like, just, oh, get a colonic, like maybe just like try to like juice and eat really clean and that kind of thing. And you'll get over it really quickly because your immune system will be so strong and you'll be able to get over it fast. Yeah.
What is your stance on laxatives and what is your stance on water?
Okay, so laxatives are really bad, like really, really bad, right? So like a lot of people are hooked on laxatives or think that's like a good, right? Like, laxatives are so bad. Like, I can't even tell you. I want to tell you like 100 stories at the same time. Like, how many things can you say at one time?
Yeah.
They're really bad. In general, basically, they're really inflammatory. So they create a ton of inflammation in your intestines. They're also incredibly dehydrating. And they long-term make you far more constipated.
Yeah.
So, like, they're drying you out and everything that's left is, like, stuck to you like glue. So you're just way more constipated. And then most of the time you feel terrible after you take laxatives because you're – maybe you are, like, satisfied mentally because something happened. Maybe nothing happened and you just feel worse.
Right.
But maybe something did happen and you just feel more bloated and more gassy because so much inflammation and gas happened as a result of it.
Right.
Like, it's bad all around. It's, like, a psychological thing, laxatives, more than anything else. They don't fix anyone's problems ever. But you might be like, I need to see something in the toilet and feel good about it.
Right. But what if you – so what would you recommend people do?
Enemas, colonics, things that are, like, natural that don't have any drawbacks whatsoever.
So that's what you should do. If water, constipated.
Yeah, like it's water, right? Because like enemas and laxatives, it's just water. Like there aren't any drawbacks.
Yeah, that's true.
You could do like stool softeners or like some like herbal teas and that type of thing, but long term, they're gonna have the same results.
Got it.
And water is amazing.
So like I have found I have difficulties just going to the bathroom in general.
Yeah.
Like I suffer ever since I was a child from constipation, from irregular.
Me
bowel
too,
movements.
By the way. Yeah. Just to let everybody know, yes, me too, for sure. And water is amazing.
Right. So I found that when
water
I'm really
fiber,
hydrated,
friends.
Yeah, when I'm really hydrated, I go to the bathroom so much more regularly. And what do you think, what would you suggest to someone that's having issues pooping, what they should do?
There are plenty of people who I know who drink tons of water who still can't go to the bathroom, but there's more to it than that because you could be doing dehydrating things all the time. Like eating a bad diet is incredibly dehydrating. Mm. Also, eating a fantastic diet is very hydrating, right? So if your food is made of water, that's a really big deal. So like that's what you want. Like anything that grows, like plants, like even if you think about like if you cooked rice, like it absorbs all this water. Mm-hmm. So your food is literally made of fiber and water, vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, all these things, they're made of fiber and water, so they can like move through your system really easily and hydrate your colon simultaneously.
Right.
And so do colonics. They hydrate your colon a ton.
Yeah.
So So, yeah, you want to eat food that's made of fiber and water primarily, if not
all the time.
Like all the time.
Yeah. What would you say to the people who are like the naysayers to colonics? Like my aunt is a nurse and mm-hmm. she has seen people come into the ER whose intestines have been busted like during a colonic. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, doctors and people out there who are like, you shouldn't get that. It's so bad for you. So
I
like,
generally,
what do you think about that?
Okay. So two things. Like one thing is, there are a lot of different types of colonics, and mm-hmm. I think that most of them aren't good, and most people don't have good experiences with them. Because I see people all the time who are like, this is so different than the colonic that I had before.
Right.
And that one was so painful and so horrible, and this one is only amazing.
Right.
So the other ones are like machines that are pressurized, mm-hmm. that require – they're just really uncomfortable around. You don't release a lot. And they do have potential, like, negative side effects.
Right.
So that's probably what the problem is. Because even, I think it was, like, 60 years ago in the United States, almost every single hospital room had a colonic in it.
Wow. Yeah.
That was normal. And that's true in other countries, too, still today. So they've been, like, widely accepted for a long time. They're just not profitable for, like, a hospital when they could give you, like, a $150 pill or, right. like, get you in and out as fast as possible. Yeah. That's their prerogative. So it is different. Like there are just so many different kinds of colonics. And then also it was widely accepted by nurses who were the practitioners a long mm-hmm. time ago. And now like even instead of nurses typically now, even instead of giving their patients an enema, they'll give them pills. So it's which are, create new problems and different problems or don't work at all. Mm. So there is that. And then naysayers, I swear, like 99% of the time they've never had a colonic and they don't know what they're talking about. So,
yeah.
Because most of the people that I know, it's like whenever someone says, they'll be like, oh, so-and-so told me like not to get a colonic. I'm like, oh, have they ever had one? No. The answer is no. Yeah. Because if they have had one, almost all the time they're like, it's amazing. You have to do it. It'll change
totally.
Your life.
Totally. Even for me, it was a question mark for me for a really long mm-hmm. time. Our friend Nicole gets colonics from Cassie, and she has been for years, and she would tell me about it. And I'd be like, I'm too afraid or like, whatever. Yeah. I don't want to do that. And then I did, and like, life changed.
Yeah, it's so true. And I was totally the opposite. Like,
yeah, wait, when and why and how did you get your first
colonics? Yeah, who gives you your colonics? Yeah, so do you self-administer?
You can, definitely, but like that's emergency style. That's like when I get off like an airplane and I'm like, oh my God, I am so fucked right now. I don't even have – it's not even a question. This is like an emergency. But yeah, there are a couple of other therapists that work at our office too. So when I first got a colonic, it was because like I had all these problems. I was so constipated my entire life. I was incredibly bloated to the point where like wearing a seatbelt or pants was like a huge problem. It was
really
so uncomfortable. I'd hold my seatbelt like out as far away from my chest as possible because it was so uncomfortable. And like second I ate something, pants are coming off. So
really?
Yes. And I just ate like shit, to be honest. That was like very obvious to me now why I had all these problems. I ate so much crap. So much of it. Like,
just, what did you eat?
Just whatever I wanted, like, all the time. And I just, like, I've always just been like, whatever, food is like all, like, it's right. all good.
Food so, is
like,
food, it's delicious. I'm gonna eat it.
Like, I love vegetables, I loved ice cream and cookies and whatever was there. So I had like terrible, horrible acne for 10 years, the worst. And
if you saw Cassie's skin now, yeah, it's Jilly like glowing. Was just saying,
like glowing.
I literally feel like it's the Snapchat filter that you like put over your face to
it's
look
like the Gaussian blur.
It's the beautiful one.
It's not actually, but that's really, it's not. But it's been a game changer. Like the acne, it made it so that I was like a total hermit. I'd wake up at like 5 a.m.
Was it
like,
cystic? What kind of acne was it?
It was all the kinds of acne. It just all the places. Bad. It sucked. It was on my face. Everywhere, my chest, my back, it was cystic, it was surfacey, it was all the problems. And I wish someone had just told me, like, stop eating dairy, like, clean up your act. Like, I just had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, start pooping, that could be helpful. Like, I had no idea. All I knew was that I had, like, really stinky farts, really bloated all the time, never pooped. Horrible acne, and nothing bothered me except for the acne because it was so aggressive.
Right, yeah. And also when something manifests, like acne manifests itself On your face. So, like, yeah, you see it. When you have, like, a stinky fart, you're like, oh, that just came out of me. And you can't see the home. Like, you don't see the home that the fart was fostered in. You know what I mean?
It's so internal. You have no idea.
Exactly. Oh, like, the acne, you see that shit on your face. And you're like, everyone sees this. Like, no one is seeing your stinky fart inside your body.
No, it's true. It was really embarrassing. I woke up at, like, 5 in the morning every single day for, like, high school and college to, like, put on makeup, take it off, pop some stuff, start over again. Like, it was miserable.
Horrible.
Miserable. And I, like, never wanted to hang out. People like, oh, I want to go to this party. I'm like, not really, because I got to go home and, like, fuck with my face, basically, and, like, not see people.
That's
and, like,
so debilitating.
It was debilitating. Even when I worked corporate, so after school I started working corporate, I would literally, in a corporate office, put a hood over my head to cover up my forehead because it was so inappropriate, though. Like, right. My boss was like, that's not really appropriate. Do you think maybe you should take off your hood? And I was like, I'm freezing cold, even though I was sweating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was just not so okay. Horrible. Yeah. It was upsetting. And so, yeah, basically, like, your skin and your intestines are your biggest eliminative organs. So if your intestines are not, like, full on amazing, purging all this shit constantly, like, probably your skin is going to be a mess in one way or another. Not definitely. Like, people manifest their problems in different ways. But it could be acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, all these things that always go away from clients that I see who clean up their diet, get rid of dairy, and start pooping. And, like, after even one clinic, they're like, oh, my God. Like, all my eczema is, like, 10 times
I have across such it. Bad eczema.
Yeah.
Time for you to get
a clinic.
Get some poop out.
Greta and I will hold your hand during it.
Honestly. There you go.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be there. It's like your body just trying to tell you something. So
great.
I wasn't getting the memo for a very long time.
Right here.
So then, what made you start getting colonics? What made this change for you? To
on my commute to work. So I, like, studied math. I was working corporate. And so on my commute to work, I was reading all these novels and whatever. And one book that I just, like, had on my pile was Skinny Bitch. And I didn't pick it up for any reason. I didn't even know, like, that I needed to lose weight or that I looked like this, because all I knew about was my skin. It was just right there on the pile. So I just, that my mom picked up in, like, a free books pile. So I just read it. And literally by the time I got to work, it was like everything had changed. Like, I didn't know anything. I never once thought about my diet. It didn't occur to me. And I just suddenly had so much information about, like, food, corruption, politics, factory farming, poop, digestion, all this stuff that I never once thought about ever. And so I just, like, literally read 10 more things and then made a colonic appointment the next day and changed my diet, bought a juicer. A million things changed that day. That was, like, the pivotal day that my entire life changed.
So when was that?
It was 9 years ago.
And then you've been vegan ever since?
Yeah, that was, like, the day I went vegan, the day that I, like, changed every – literally that day I went home before my now husband but was then, like, boyfriend. We had just moved in together recently. I went home, threw everything away. And then when he got home from work, I was like, guess what? We're both vegan now. And he was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
So is he a vegan now too?
And since that day, he has been too. Because I was so, like, funny. Really, I, like, cried about it. I, like, cried. I was like, you have to. And he
You're
like,
you're going to die. You need to do
I
this.
I was like, you have to.
And have you seen him change as well?
Yeah, he's changed so much. He feels amazing. He lost weight. He's, like, so ripped to shreds. Like,
well, he's also a personal trainer.
Yeah, but he's always been interested in, like, in that. But it's his body changed a lot. Like, ripped, crazy.
Did yours change a lot?
My body changed so fast. It was crazy. I wasn't aware of my body, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
So, because all I cared about was my skin, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when you have your insecurity, you for only sure. care Focus about that, that, nothing else.
Yeah.
You just don't even notice the other things. So, because I was so fixated in my skin, like, a month later, my friend had come back from, like, a month away in California. And when he came home, we went out then, and he was like, the second he saw me, he was like, you look really skinny. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I weighed myself and I just realized I had lost 12 pounds and I had no concept, like, whatsoever.
Well, what's interesting about, because I've done so much reading on inflammation, and it's like half of the time weight gain is really just your body's reaction to a food that you're eating. So it's like, obviously, if you eat a shit ton of anything, you're going to gain weight because you're just eating so much volume.
Yeah, it's volume.
But, like, you could be eating super healthy and you could be eating, like, green beans and be gaining weight because your body is reacting poorly to green beans.
Yeah.
Right. Which is like.
But I was not eating green beans. Like, right. I was eating.
But my point is that like the second you break this habit, like what you're saying, you lost all this weight, like instantly, your body changed instantly. Yeah. It was because your body was like, it stopped reacting. Yeah.
And I started going to the bathroom. And also, like, it wasn't like I was eating less whatsoever. I easily was eating like triple the amount of food, which was already a lot because I've always been like a volume eater. And so I was already eating like a ton, but now I was eating like triple because I discovered Whole Foods. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to buy like the biggest baguette of all time, eat that on my way home. Then I'm going to make 25 different recipes because I just learned about vegan recipes. So I have to make all of them. And then I'm going to eat all of those things. And then I'm probably going to wake up and start eating again immediately. So I ate constantly, never exercised at all, lost all this weight because happiness inside of me, I guess.
Yeah.
And so it was just like a massive change. And like the skin thing, it was more deep-seated problem. So it like slowly and very progressively. But then when I started getting colonics, which was literally like one exactly 24 hours later, because that's like when I started Googling and I was like, oh, is that like a thing? Okay, cool. I've never heard of that before, but that needs to happen. And so I didn't do the thing that you guys did where you were like, I'm not sure. I think that sounds like maybe like a gray area. Like, no. I was like, oh, it reminds me of this one client, like this couple, like they come in all the time because he's like, this is interesting because it's like a category of people, right? This guy, like he looks ridiculous. He is ripped to shreds. He looks crazy, like muscular, handsome, all these things. But he doesn't work out at all and he eats terribly. And it's because he's genetically just like that, right? Like some people are very slim and they eat like the worst diet of all time.
For sure.
But instead they have completely different problems.
Yeah.
So this guy, maybe they have bad skin, maybe they feel terrible, whatever. So this guy is like that. He feels so horrible all the time. He looks amazing and he shouldn't. And so it's like he was dying one day and he said to his girlfriend, I am in so much pain. I wish there was like a machine that could just suck all the poop out of you. And she was like, I think there might be actually a thing like that. That's really funny. And so that's how they wound up coming. And that was like what happened to me. I was like, oh, that's a thing? Who knew? Okay, I'm going to do that like immediately. And then I did. And I was like instantly blown away. It wasn't even a question. Like I studied math. I was like an actuary. I was doing like exactly what I thought I was going to do. The second I had a colonic, probably like 20 minutes into it, I was like, pretty sure this is the only thing I'll ever care about till the end of time.
Like, yeah, that's so funny.
This is the only thing I ever will
care. It's your passion.
Immediately I was like, oh, duh, poop. That's all. Poop is all that matters ever again.
So when did you open up your own clinic?
So originally there is this guy who was like a colonic guru who like brought this natural gravity method to New York City like 30 years ago. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to do this, like I'm only going to do it right. So I need to like be working with this guy. So I wound up working with him for a number of years and then I branched off and did my own thing. So
also an entrepreneur, my ladies out there.
I feel like everybody goes to Cassie, like models and heads of state and Greta and I.
It's so funny. It's
models
so funny.
And heads of state.
Yeah.
It is literally everyone. It's like painters and poets and like celebrities. And then also it's like,
I see the hottest chicks in your waiting room.
Yeah, that's true. It is everybody though. But there are also these like hedge fund owner businessmen who are like randomly vegan and get colonics. Like there are all these like random,
so it's like your
interesting walks of
lobby, life. Like the place to meet people.
It's a good spot.
So yeah, this is what's gonna make Jilly get a colonic.
I'll actually specifically schedule you at a time sandwich between some like interesting men who are single.
Well, I feel like New York has such a different, interesting like crossbreed of people, and like the people that get colonics and do these kinds of things, they are from all walks of life, but they all have like this similar mindset of like, I need to be healthy, I need to do all these things,
or so I'm like suffering and I need to do something about
it. Yes, absolutely that.
Everyone needs to poop.
Everybody needs to poop. I was at a girls' dinner last week and one of the girls was like, I poop once a week. And I was like, oh my God.
She poops once.
I should have given her your phone number. I totally spaced. This poor thing.
Yeah. It's upsetting, but it's like I said, it's so common. And she verbalized it to you, but like nobody else did, but they're the same. They're the same.
Everyone has secret pooping methods that they don't talk about.
Yeah, they're not talking about that, but it's all the same.
Everybody has like a secret poop issue.
Speaking of a secret poop issue, that's not really a poop issue, but a secret issue, maybe. I'm going to transition into sexploration.
Oh, yeah, this is a funny one this week.
Well, it has to do with butts, because we initially wanted to talk about butt sex. And
Brenna actually wanted to talk,
I want to talk about butt sex because, wait, also, to clarify, like, no. Do you have people that come to you and are like, I want to have butt sex, I'm doing this because I want to have butt sex?
I'm not going to say it's never happened, right. But it's not common, or maybe people aren't saying what's really up, but, yeah. But okay, so it really, no, but what I have learned is that apparently gay men who have a lot of butt sex, they have their own colonic at-home method. Yeah, that they always
I just
practice.
Read about this.
Oh,
they
I have
give
not
themselves
read about
like
it.
A butt douche.
Yeah, they have like a shower and like a shower add-on that they have. I actually feel like a little bit nervous about it because it's like the pressure of a shower.
Yeah,
you know.
All I read is that it's like an ass douche, and there were no more details. It was just like in an article on Vice or something, and that's all I learned.
I don't know anything about that. But I do know that these guys have like a shower thing that wow. they connect that makes me a little bit nervous. But also they all use it. And they do that right before the – yeah, because like this other person that I do know told me that like, you know, she definitely will only get a colonic before she has butt sex, which she does often because she has had like some very embarrassing accidents happen.
Yeah, oh, I've heard a lot of butt sex nightmares. Mm-hmm. Whenever
Me too,
I have
actually.
Like, honestly, whenever I have had butt sex, which is not that often, the whole entire time I'm just like, I'm gonna poop, I'm gonna poop, I'm gonna poop,
That's
I'm
so
gonna
stressful.
Poop. It's really
yeah.
Stressful.
How is that enjoying for you?
I don't know. That's you just really I like to push it to the limit. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Allegedly,
literally.
One of my old friends told me that her and her boyfriend were super fucked up, and they. Did it in the butt, and she had explosive diarrhea all over him. Like,
listen, honestly,
they love each other, so it's fine.
Play with
they,
the bull, gonna get
the
horns. The
shower,
so that's on both of them.
Very true. Very yeah. true.
Okay, so we were not gonna talk about butt sex.
No, instead, we're talking about pegging,
which is when you wear a strap on and have sex with a man or a woman
or a woman.
In the butt.
Or this woman was having sex with a man, right?
Yeah, so yes. I brought this up because of Broad City. Like, this is
Love
an
Broad
early
City.
Episode on Broad City where one of the girls sleeps with her neighbor and the guy is, you know, super attractive and, like, traditionally, you know, like, you know, charming and smart and handsome and funny and all of these things. And then he asks her if she will do him in the butt, like, while wearing a strap on. And I, God's honest truth, like, had never heard of pegging before.
Neither
this,
had I.
Or, like,
never heard
knew
it
about
before
it.
This minute.
And I was just curious if anybody had any thoughts on it. Like, would you be comfortable doing that? And, like, for me, the answer is no, but
listen,
don't know.
If you were married for 10 years and your husband was like, I really want this, you would do it.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
I think I would do it.
I just don't see, I just would be like, well, we'll just like do normal stuff. And why isn't that just good enough?
I think
But it's the same way. What if a guy's using like a vibrator on you?
But it's not
yeah.
the same, though.
I
it's
don't
like
know.
Really not. It just doesn't feel the same. Do you? What do you think?
I have no
think?
Idea. I would have to be in this situation.
For me,
I would
think,
say casually, I would not be interested. But like, if I was like madly in love and it was like I was married to someone and they just like wanted to experience it, then that my mindset would be different.
Or the opposite,
but
if it was like the very beginning of a relationship.
No, it's not for me.
Or if you were like, I really, really like this person and I want them to like me back, and so maybe I'll just do what they want me to do.
I don't think so. I
Joe,
think I'd rather
if you
just
went out
like,
with, like the hottest guy in the world, and like on the first night he was like,
I don't really care
I want
about
you
looks.
To do me in the butt. Okay, well, what if you were so into him?
Emotionally connected to someone?
Right.
Probably not.
Not the first thing.
No, because the thing is, like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much more to explore in the beginning. Why would
yeah,
I do that
first
right away?
I don't know what to do. Like,
you
I have a hole
I mean?
And he's supposed to be inside me, not the other way around. Like, I just, like,
not even,
I don't know.
Like,
I think I'm pretty open to all things. Like, I think that if my person, if my boyfriend really wanted me to peg him, I would, because I like love him and would want him to be happy. And I would be like, if that was something that he really was curious about, I would want to explore it with him. Listen, I would rather explore it with my partner than have them go and explore it with someone else.
Truth. Oh, is that, would you be nervous that that was what was on the
table? No. I don't know.
If someone's unfulfilled sexually, they're probably going to find fulfillment elsewhere, no?
For sure. So I just think that it's so situational, but...
Yes, very.
Obviously, no judgment to whatever it is you want to do.
If people like that, this is a no judgment zone. Like, no fucks given.
I know. I'm just saying, for me personally, I think that I would only do it if I actually really loved the person. If you were a stranger and I was having a one-night stand and you asked me to peg you, I'd be like, no, dude, this is not happening tonight.
Like, no, we're not.
Yeah, like, no. I'm like, actually, I'm good. But, like, if I'm in love with you and I care about you and you're my boo, like, sure.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you in the ass.
Why not?
Ugh, well, I feel this you. Is just such a lovely poop-filled.
I know. I have been wanting to do a poop episode for so long.
I have to say, I was a little weary about it, but I'm really glad we did.
And also, people are weird about, like, okay, it really blows my mind, right? Because, like, starting from, like, let's say you have a baby. You're like, I don't have a baby. I'm just imagining because I've seen it. But you're like, oh, their poop is like this. Like, you measure, like, their health. Oh, no, they didn't poop or they didn't. It was weird. Should I be nervous? Should I call the doctor, right? So you're like, that's all comfortable. Everyone's talking about it constantly.
Right.
You're a dog. Like, you have a dog walker, right? You're like,
the dog.
Did they poop?
Yep.
How much? How many times? I need to know all the details. Was it all good?
Right.
Like, everyone is like that with their dog walker and their dog poop. And then, like, what happens? You hit a certain age and nobody wants to talk about poop anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cultural thing.
It's true.
And everyone has poop problems and no one can talk about it, so they have to keep it top secret. And then it escalates. Yeah.
It's like a top secret file in your bathroom.
It doesn't make any sense to be that top secret because, like,
you're right.
It's
just not that precious because it's literally one thing that everyone does. Yeah. Everyone has to poop.
So comfortable.
Yeah. Right. Even like Giselle and J-Lo take poos.
I know. And Beyonce. Yeah. I do.
They all do.
Yeah, they probably do.
To wrap up the episode, what would be like your top, I don't know, three tips for having like good, healthy poops for clean bodies and clean living?
That's a pretty easy question to answer, I think. The number one thing is your diet because like, it's everything, right? Whatever you put in your mouth is going to land in your colon. So, like, can it come out? Like, did you put something in that can never come out? Or is it, like, never coming out of your ass ever? So that's why I usually think, like...
What a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, but you said that to me the first time I got a colonic. Mm-hmm. And especially when we talked about, like, meat and stuff like that. When you're like, do you want that rotting in your colon? And I was like, ugh.
And then when you think about something like literally sitting there for however long, you're just like, ugh. Yeah. And it's really not going anywhere, right? Because like the food that you want to eat is made out of fiber and water, so it can come out. That's how your intestines are designed. So you want to eat like food that can actually leave your body. That's number one. And then, like we said, drinking a lot of water is very, very helpful for a lot of people. And enemas and colonics are super, super amazingly helpful because they're so epic. Like, I don't know if we could even put into words to grasp the, like, the actual epicness of how much comes out.
You don't realize you take 10,000 shits.
It's absurd. It's so
like 50 poos.
It's
in
so
one
much
second.
Even more than that. It's so next level. Like even I've been doing colonics for 9 years, all day, every day for other people, and I'm just like, this doesn't even make sense. But that happens 10 times a day. I'm like, how is this humanly possible?
It's crazy.
It's insane. Yeah. Those would be like good tips, and pooping is the best, most happiest time of your entire day. And
it really is. Yeah. I agree with that. I'm always so happy when I poop properly.
Don't you feel relieved afterwards?
Oh, so relieved. So I think.
And if you don't go, are you not like obsessed?
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
It's like, why did I not go to the bathroom?
It just like
today?
Weighs on you, body and mind all day long. So, Cassie, at the end of each episode, we like to have a guest shout out a lady that they're loving these days. So we would love to know who you're into.
So now that we talked about this a little bit and I remembered where this all stemmed from in the very beginning of how I got interested in this diet and poops in the first place, that all healed my skin, my body, everything. It was from that very pivotal day when I read that book, Skinny Bitch, on the way to work. So I'm going to have to say the author of Skinny Bitch is Rory Friedman, who single-handedly changed my entire life and then all the lives of the people that I've met along the way.
Yeah, so that's crazy. That's
beautiful. I love that.
Shout out to Rory. So let's forward her this episode.
Where can all of our listeners find you if they're in the city and want to get a colonic?
If you're in New York City and you need a colonic, which you do. It's true. You do need a colonic. It's amazing. It's colontherapynyc.com.
That's great.
Next to the Dunkin' Donuts on 7th Avenue.
Ironically, sandwiched between a Dunkin' Donuts and a burger joint.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I feel like that's like good though, because people will go and they're just like, this is the right way, these are the wrong ways.
Yeah, it's true.
This is the tunnel to not the wrong way.
Well, it's always good for my driver. I'm like, it's right by the Dunkin' Donuts.
I tell every single person, I'm like, okay, just don't miss it. It's right next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so funny.
But don't go inside.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. It was so fun.
Super informative. And I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed this episode. I think that they probably did.
I mean, listen, if they didn't, they're in poop denial.
More people can relate to this than they will
admit. I agree. This is going to be like a secretly, like, really popular episode. You
know what I mean? Or not so secretively. Hopefully, we'll, like, bring it to the surface. People will get far more comfortable with the topic.
Hopefully. All right. Well, that's it for today. You guys, tune in next week and definitely subscribe to our podcast. And thanks for being such a wonderful supporter. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.